Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Eric in Enfield.
How you doing?
Hello.
I'm a truck driver, and we had a close friend. We were close friends in a previous job I had before we most of us left, so we had this one guy. We had multiple names for each other. Like, one we called Preacher because he was always preaching. Another guy we had, I called him Crash Bandicoot because he was always wrecking something on the truck or trailer.
Okay. Appropriate.
That's one of my favorite videos.
And then there was another one a friend of mine called him Manchild because he's always whining about something. I was called Lunchbox at one of my first jobs because my father gave me this lunchbox that was freaking humongous.
The cat can sleep in there.
I'm just glad it wasn't a Scooby-Doo lunchbox.
I hope it was.
Oh,
the Mickey
God.
School bus.
Stormtroopers, obviously.
So, no, that's about it.
That's right, awesome.
That's good.
Lunchbox. That's a great one.
That's a cool nickname, yeah.
All right, thank you, brother.
Hey, where's Lunchbox?
Take care, guys.
All right. Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
And then Beefman isn't calling now.
No.
Because he's playing tennis, and he announced it to the world. Where, on Twitch?
Yeah, on Twitch. He has to keep his boyish
figure. Does he think that anyone cares that he's going to go play tennis right now?
No.
Well, it's him and Ball Boy on the tennis court.
White shorts.
Mike the Plumber.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So I got two for you. When I was 15, my first nickname was Hickey Mickey because I went to England on a trip, and I actually lost my virginity in England, and wow. They call them love bites over there. So here they're called Hickeys. I was covered left and right side of my neck in what they call love bites over there, Hickeys. So being named Michael, it automatically stuck Hickey Mickey.
Nice.
Did you guys ever get involved in that, the Hickeys?
Yeah.
I know. Why was that a thing?
It's not cool. They actually get painful if you go too far.
At the time, it seemed like a good idea.
It showed
right?
you were getting
Looking
action.
Back now, it's right.
That's what it was. It was a badge saying, hey,
found someone to suck on my neck.
Exactly.
Look what
right.
I did.
Yeah. 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 Did you ever have
it? It was
Ashley?
More embarrassing than anything.
Wait, hold on. Ashley, yes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we all went through that phase, right? Right.
Curling iron?
What'd your dad say, or do you strategically hide them behind your...
There's makeup.
Oh.
Also, there's college away from home. There's
right.
that.
College? Right. Oh, my God.
And scarves.
Who is still doing hickeys in college?
Does seem a little
well,
old.
Well, this is over 10 years ago, and I was in England at the time, so...
Right.
My moms and pops never got a chance to see them. They went away before I got home.
How did you lose your virginity in England?
Quick story. Hear me out here. I'm a Boy Scout, and there's something called Wings. It's basically like all the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, and they're called venture crews of the entire world, meet up in England and literally camp on the Queen's front lawn of Windsor Castle.
That's awesome.
Really?
I swear to God. It's like Woodstock for Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts.
Oh, my God. Did you lose your virginity to a Girl Scout?
That has
on
to
the
be.
Queen's lawn.
I lost my virginity to a Girl Scout
on the Queen's
the
lawn
table on the Queen's front lawn.
Wow.
No bullcrap.
That's an epic story.
Yes! Wait, under the picnic table.
She yelled, Rook
Your
Chumps.
Nickname should be King!
Rook joins Rook Jumps Queen! Pawn Jumps Queen!
That is fantastic.
Bishop Jumps Queen!
I called all my buddies and told them to listen to the PLR right now. I'm on the radio.
There you go.
You have to be called King. You're the King!
Find me
well,
the youngsters.
You, yes.
That is,
I got
that
one
is
other.
The best
I got
story
one other.
I've ever heard. For losing your virginity.
Ever.
Boy Scout
Hickey
with a Girl
Mickey,
Scout.
Man.
Yes.
That's
on
the first time.
Queen's lawn.
Right.
The first time.
She's knocking on the gun.
True story. True story.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop them. Stop them. For God's sake.
Release the corgis.
Right.
She She would have had a heart attack if she took a little walk on her front lawn.
I'm guessing that weekend she goes to one of her other houses.
Right. Like, yeah, just getting out of here.
Yeah, she was in Buckingham then.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Were the beef eater guys out there?
I'm not going to make a Buckingham joke.
Another funny quick story is I got a picture of one of them. I was standing in front of him, and we were trying to make a move to scare him. And all he did is he did that little move where they put their leg forward and stomp. And he goes, "Make way for guard." And it scared the crap out of me.
Like a horse?
Make way
yeah,
for guard.
Yeah, you ever see him at Buckingham Palace? They do yeah. that little, like, weird
yeah.
strut they do?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, man. I was 15 years old, and it scared the crap out of me.
Yeah.
I always wonder what was in those giant hats. Like, did they yeah. have their lunch in there? What's
beer. Yeah.
A couple of brews.
No kidding. I know, right?
Headphones.
That's fantastic.
That's awesome.
Did we ever get your nickname?
No, that
was
my one from like 15.
Yeah,
Hickey right. Mickey.
Hickey
but now, because I'm a plumber. I'm a plumber, so my new nickname is Mike the Pipe.
Oh.
Like I don't know if there's
works.
Any correlation between
that
the two.
In your virginity story, too.
I would call you ass crack.
It does.
Oh, that's tremendous.
Hey, coin slot.
All right, Mike. Thank you very much. Nice job.
All right, guys. Thank you so much.
Right, we'll see you. Carol, the accountant. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on this morning.
You're always welcome.
Thanks for getting up.
Anything new we should know about taxes this year?
Well, this week, it just came out that PPE could possibly be deductible.
Possibly.
To deduct it on your tax return, you have to be able to itemize. And in addition to itemizing, you have to be able to qualify for the medical deduction, which is 7.5% of your income. So to be honest with you, with the new standard deduction that went into effect last year, most people don't qualify for itemizing or for getting the medical deduction unless you've had some major surgeries or pay for all of your own insurance.
Every one of my questions were answered right here.
Mm-hmm.
However, I
asked one question and realized, hire an accountant.
Thank you.
You take your papers.
Yep.
Go like this.
Right.
Here you go.
Cut them a check.
Here's what do you need?
Right.
Here's my
shoebox.
My W-2. What else?
Right.
Mortgage. Nah. Yeah. Not anymore. What else? Yep.
Okay. The other interesting
stocks.
Receipts.
Yep. Yeah. Right. Receipts.
Mm-hmm.
Here you go. Here's a box.
How about nasal spray? I don't know when I bought it.
Give me a call when you're done. I'll write out a check.
Right. Just hire Carol.
There you go.
Okay, so with the PPE, though, even if you can't deduct it from your tax return, you can be reimbursed for it if you have an HSA account or a flex spending account. Those expenses now qualify for those type of benefits.
Here you go. Here's my papers.
Yeah.
I have to look those up now.
There's the box.
Flex spending. What, who?
It's easier just to hire an accountant.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
It really, it's not that much money.
Yep.
You know, and that's the truth. Unfortunately, this year with all the changes and the changes that have been put in place during tax season, so many people have called me and said, I was home, so I decided I'm going to do my own taxes this year. Now I really messed up, and now I need you to fix it. And that's really difficult.
Oh,
that'll cost more money.
Yep.
That's really difficult.
What about businesses that had to put all this plexiglass and all this stuff in? That's tax.
Businesses get to that. They get to write all of that off.
Right.
And with the new round of PPP funding that businesses were able to get, those type of expenses actually qualified as expenses that were deductible to be forgiven.
Okay. The stimulus checks that people have received, are those? Oh, boy.
That
is why are you laughing? Why are you laughing?
Hold on.
These stimulus checks.
Hold it. Here you go.
Yeah.
Right. Here's my box.
Here's some more.
Take my box.
First of all, I'm to blame for everyone not getting their stimulus check, let me tell you.
Oh, really?
It was you.
Okay, so the first thing people don't understand about the stimulus checks, both the checks that went out last year in April, the checks that went out in January, and the checks that are going out right now, all of the stimulus checks are actually based on the 2020 tax return.
How is that possible? How is possible something you get in 2021 taxed in 2020? You didn't get it in 2020.
It's not taxed. The stimulus checks are not taxable checks.
Here you go. That's my stuff.
Get in the box.
However, they need to be reported on your tax return so that they can be based on that 2020 return.
My head hurts.
I need a whiskey.
I know nothing about taxes.
Is there a quiz after this?
Clearly.
No, but only the government can make something so simple complicated. You yes. know, you're supposed to be taxed from this date to this date.
Right.
Nah, let's change. We're going to make that over here. But we're going to give you money, but then we're going to tax it.
Right. Yes.
The stimulus money, is that considered income?
No.
Good.
So it's not taxed?
It is not taxed.
Okay.
But it needs to be reported in case. Here's a very good example. A lot of people lost their jobs in 2020 due to the pandemic.
Yeah.
So when they file their 2020 tax return, their income is down. The stimulus being based on the 2020 return will look at that number and say, hey, you didn't qualify in 19 because you made over the limit. But because we're basing it on the 2020 return, you now qualify for that stimulus money, and we're giving it to you as part of your refund.
Got it.
That works.
If they overpaid you, some people...
You know, I did say got it, but I really didn't.
I
just wanted to sound smart.
I've given up.
They don't ask for it back if they overpaid you.
Okay.
But they just need to know if they underpaid you or if you had a child in 2020 and it wasn't reported until you file your 2020 tax return, you should have gotten benefit for that child.
Hire an accountant.
So you will get that
you
when you file 2020.
Hire an accountant.
Yep.
This doesn't even sound like something TurboTax can handle.
And it's really, it's so complicated and bizarre this year.
The thing with
crazy.
TurboTax is it's one sheet, name, stuff, bip, number, bing, number, done. And this is too complicated. It's too, here you go.
Yep.
What if I gained 15 pounds this year? Is there a tax write-off for that?
Yes.
Yes.
$3 a pound.
Yep. Commissions.
First-time home buyers, any of that stuff different?
No.
A lot of first-time home buyers. Working from home, do you get to deduct your home as like office space? In other words, if you're taking up a third of your house as office space, do you get to write off a third of your mortgage as a business expense?
No, you do not. Unless you own your own business and you have a room specifically designated as your office. But if you're an employee and your employer said to you, you know, you're working home because we're in a pandemic, you cannot write off any of those home expenses.
Okay.
What if you had to buy something to do, like, work Zoom meetings?
Hopefully your employer reimbursed you.
Yeah.
Because, again, if you're an employee, you cannot write it off.
Yeah.
Man.
Did anyone pay for Zoom?
No, not Zoom, but like if you had to buy a tablet,
I figured it's not
a webcam.
The least I could do to help my company.
Exactly.
It's on my phone.
Microphone. Web,
all right. I see that. So wait. Now, if you have a room in your house that's an office.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And let's just say that is 10% of your house, that room.
Okay.
You get to deduct 10% of your mortgage and your electric utilities as office or business expense? Yeah?
Not your mortgage, only mortgage interest.
Of course.
Just Jesus. The interest portion, not the principal portion.
They wake up every
and
day
again,
like, how can we screw these people?
Of course.
And again, mindset. Only if you file a Schedule C or a K-1 and are an owner of a business. If you get W-2 income, you can no longer deduct those.
Oh, now Beefman's calling.
Like 2 years ago.
Okay. Beefman wants on this conversation now.
Go play tennis, Beefman.
Go play tennis.
Go hit your balls.
Charitable donations?
That's a new deduction this year. It went into effect for 2020 returns. If you itemize, you get your charity. That's the way it's always been. This year, if you take the standard deduction and don't have enough expenses to itemize, you're entitled to take up to $300 in charitable donations.
That's it.
It was a new law that went into effect, giving people an extra $300 deduction to help charities during this pandemic.
Oh, that's cool.
That's cool.
Incentive, yeah.
Yes.
All right. Again.
And $300 is $300. It's a deduction, and it helps.
Just take the keys to my house and figure it out. I don't know.
Not the keys. Hand over your papers.
Seriously.
Well, she'll find the papers in the house.
Yeah, some papers on the floor.
Ashley doesn't even want to find the W-2.
That's the key word there,
find. Right, find.
They're on the floor with the dog.
Here's my house. Just please help me.
Carol, the accountant, is on. Did they extend the filing date?
They did. Yeah. The filing date, as of now, is May 15th for both Connecticut and federal taxes.
Good.
The one thing people need to really pay attention to, if you're required to make estimated payments, that's quarterly payments, they have not extended that deadline to May 15th.
Of course not.
That deadline is still April 15th. I'm not saying it's not going to change, and I'm not saying the May 15th deadline. That may also change. A lot of the organizations are trying to push it out a little bit more because of the fact that when the IRS 2 weeks ago passed all these new rules and regulations, they have still not updated all of the tax forms. So I have so many returns sitting on hold.
This is great.
Because
it couldn't wait a year. Let's just wait a year. Let's get through this one.
Right, right. Come back strong.
Let's just get through this. But the forms are already out.
Yep.
Let's just keep it the same. And then we'll nail them next year.
So now all these returns are on hold, and the May 15th deadline is pretty quickly approaching, and we can't file.
I was wondering why they extended that date, you know? Like, I just scrolling through my phone. I say, oh, that's nice. They're helping us. I should have known.
Yeah.
No.
It's like, no, wait. Yeah. Read the story. Because they're not. They never do.
It's helping them.
All right. So, Carol, the accountant, is on. And we'll link up to her stuff. She's probably overwhelmed. But, the message I got here early on in the segment is just hire an accountant.
Yep.
It's just a really difficult tax season. And with all the changes. The one other point I would really like to bring up, because it affects a lot of people. At the beginning of tax season, all over the media, everyone, file early, file early, file early. You know, get your money that's due to you, get your stimulus if you didn't get it. So a lot of people did file before these new rules and regulations went into effect.
Now I have to do it again.
Wait a minute.
Now.
That was me.
Okay, you were okay, though.
Okay, because I used you.
They have changed some of the rules and regulations, the major one being unemployment. And they've gone on to say that $10,200 of unemployment benefits are not taxable if your income is $150,000 or lower. That affects a huge amount of people.
Wowie.
A lot of whom filed their returns and had a large balance due to the IRS because of the unemployment.
Yeah.
So when they changed the rules 2 weeks ago, it was a major issue. And everyone who filed early were like, you know, I have to do an amended return. I need to get that money back. I need to correct my return.
So all those people that did it early thinking, all right, let me get out of the way here.
Yep.
Screwed.
They're back in line.
Yep.
So good luck.
But now, just last Friday, the IRS came out with a ruling stating they are going to correct the returns, not the individuals.
Boy.
They don't want amended returns. So anyone who did file and falls into that category, you are due money back from the government. You may not get it till December, but they will send you the difference of what you filed and what the new return should be.
All right. Okay. I got all that.
In time for right? Christmas,
so
too.
Ashley's going to write a paper on it.
Yeah. Okay.
And AJ's going to go out and explain it to the rest of us.
Exactly right.
I hope you're taking notes. I really do.
Yeah. I did. Go to an accountant.
Just off the top of your head, through the course of your career as an accountant, does anything come to mind when I say the weird thing someone tried to write off as a deduction?
Oh, gee.
Okay.
Most of it are just pet expenses.
Okay.
You know, they'll try and push through pet insurance.
They're a dependent.
Had to go to Miami.
They are dependent. Yes. Yes. You know, I need to support my pet.
Right.
Right. They are dependent.
You need a ski trip badly.
Yeah. Well, so you should name your pet Jim.
Right.
Give it a social security
number. So they don't
know. Exactly. Right. Yeah. Right. Hey, look at that.
All right, Carol, thanks for finding time for us when you're so busy. We appreciate it. Police department responded to a McDonald's around 8 o'clock last Monday after getting a call about a drunk woman driving all over the drive-thru.
Oh, no. That's hard to do.
That's bad.
There's not a lot of room.
Don't know.
You follow the arrows, we got to stop sometime. Where we go?
There's usually bushes and a curb. It's pretty easy to follow that.
Painted lines, other cars going in a similar direction.
Lights.
Yeah. Arrows.
Voices telling you what to do.
Is this a racetrack?
Giant glass box on the side of the building.
Yep.
The person standing inside.
Hold that.
Yeah, so she was quoted as telling the officer that she wasn't driving.
Oh.
Hard to do when you're behind a wheel.
Yeah. Well, that person left suddenly. She saved her life.
It was my car. It wasn't me.
She pleaded with the cops, just take me home. Let's forget about this.
Oh, sure. No problem.
This never happened.
You know, all you can do is ask.
I am not here.
She was also said to have uttered, quote, I'm so stupid. I should know better.
That was her inner voice.
So she became uncooperative. She started yelling, kicking. It took several deputies to remove the woman from the police car.
That's going to help.
As she was standing outside the vehicle, deputies discovered an 8-pack of Deep Eddy vodka.
Oh, how deep?
With one miniature bottle missing.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
And, one nipper left, yes.
The seven were under her bra.
Oh.
Which flavor did she have, do they say?
Would that be called breastfeeding?
It would, yep. Yep. Little Russian babies. There you go.
Little Russian babies.
Right. Because, you know, it's vodka.
Right.
Exactly. It's what I like.
I'm waiting for the Russian babies to arrive.
Yes, what I like. Yes. Hey, how are you doing? I'm a Russian baby. Russian babies love the milk.
Wait, why you sound like, not a Russian baby, you sound like,
Sound like AJ's mom a little bit.
A mad chipmunk.
Sound like AJ's mom combined with Precious.
Yes!
Precious.
Yeah.
Okay, how's this? Is this better for little Russian baby?
Yes.
I just wanted to go in small voice. Okay. We come out with big voice.
She must have been pretty well endowed. Those are hard to fit everywhere. Like we've all done it. We've all hidden stuff in our bra at one point or another.
Like what?
I thought you meant vodka. I was like, really?
Oh, well, sometimes. It depends on where you're going.
All right, you know, work.
What have you put in your bra?
I don't know. You name it. It's just like an extra pocket.
All right.
But it's hard. So, it's like the bigger the boobs.
I've seen women pull money out.
Yep. Absolutely.
Cell phone, absolutely.
Yes.
It's like not even a question.
Yep. Tissues, because they had in there.
How do you feel about someone reaching into their bra and handing you money?
Depends on if it's wet or not.
Well, you're very close to the truth.
Yeah.
If it's a hot person, it's hot. If it's not, it's not. There is a bias,
yes,
right?
There is.
If a hot girl pulls money out of her bra, it's like, I'll take that.
Boobs are boobs.
Thank you.
If it's not, then it's like, can you wipe that down?
Can anything else?
Shake it off.
I do like money, just not sweaty money.
Yeah, blow dry.
What else? Comb.
Weapons.
Comb would be uncomfortable.
Do women carry combs?
No. Definitely tissues, cell phone, money, credit cards, license, you know, at the bar.
Money. Right. So just bills, right? Not change? Because that'd be kind of funny.
I put change there before.
Cell phone?
Okay.
Like a spare quarter. You don't have a pocket. Like, not a lot of change.
Never know
like,
when you're going to need that quarter.
Right.
Exactly.
You may have to park on the street. You need to feed the meter.
What about condoms?
Oh, yeah.
Is that where it landed?
Yeah. Well, if you go out to a party, you don't want to like mess up your dress by taking a purse.
Is that where it landed?
But there's comfortable spots and uncomfortable
you just
spots.
Go to a party not thinking you're going to do it.
Right.
She's better equipped than the Mars rover.
Than the Boy Scouts.
She couldn't count on her man to bring it, so she's like, yep, I'll have to pack this.
Hang on.
Before all cell phones had it, you had to have the digital camera, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, that didn't feel great.
No. The Polaroid didn't either.
We've all been there, Phil.
The box camera.
If you're putting a condom in your bra, you have to be very careful to not put gum or something else that you might, under the influence, mistake.
Right.
Gum won't fit.
Yeah. This gum is chewy.
Right. And when you blow that bubble.
No flavor.
When you blow that bubble, it has ribs.
It's a weird bubble.
The bubble.
A long bubble.
A peculiar shape to it.
Exactly.
Where have I seen that before?
Coneheads.
What else would be in the bra? I've never heard of nips, but, well, I guess I have, but just not little vodka bottles.
Small animal?
My mom keeps her reading glasses in there.
Like hooked on her shirt or all the way in?
So, no, sometimes it goes in.
Yeah.
So like if we're at a restaurant and then the menu comes out and she can't read, it's just like, hold on. No, it's on the left side.
You got to find it.
Filed left and right.
Like a scavenger hunt.
Give me a second.
What else have you put in there? So we got money.
Yeah.
A condom.
Yeah.
Right?
Ice cubes.
License, credit card.
Mm-hmm. Change.
Change.
Mm-hmm.
What about like keys?
Keys.
One key.
One key.
Like... In college, if you get back into your dorm room, it's just the one key. Okay.
Contraband.
It's funny when...
Library card.
It's funny when, at the end of the night, like if you go dancing, you're a little sweaty, you take off your bra, things just stick. Like they don't come off.
Oh, look, a chicken nugget.
they're all stuck there.
It's wall art.
Oh, yeah.
Wall art.
There's that bottle cap.
And they did give us the honey mustard sauce. Found
See?
It. He was on the right one.
Oh, there's the toothpick.
They've
I look
been
for.
Pressed in there all night. You know what I mean?
Have you ever found a French fry in there?
Not that yet.
Okay.
M&M?
I like that.
She's
you leave it open.
Leaving it open.
Candy?
Potentially in the future.
Anything that you found.
Oh, M&Ms would be great because the colors would just be everywhere.
Exactly. But they wouldn't melt.
Not the chocolate, but the shell.
Yes.
Sometimes little butter packets that a restaurant gives you, like if you want to...
You put a pat of butter in there?
Because they put them on the table frozen. I can't spread that on my bread.
Oh, you're warming it up.
Yes.
I thought you were going to say, I can't spread that on my breast. It's like, what?
Bread, it's frozen.
It's her tanning butter.
To make it soft. Ah. Yeah.
Oh, wow. You put it in the heater.
Yeah, exactly. Just for a few seconds.
But then you forget it and you get home and it's you take your bra off and it's like, oh, there's a butter pack.
That's the risk that you take.
What smells like buns in here?
I hate when the butter's frozen. It rips the bread apart.
It does.
Right.
I just never thought about putting it in my pants.
You know, other people might want to use that.
Exactly.
I might want to wear that shirt.
Well, she didn't
again.
Put the whole con-
yeah.
The individually wrapped butters.
The one you're going to use. The patch you're going to use.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you open the foil first?
No.
It just makes me reevaluate all the butter on the table now. When I see those packs,
yeah.
I'm like, I have no idea where these have been.
I'm having
Maybe
jam.
Someone heated them up.
And then decided they didn't
if
need
they're
them.
Wrapped,
and
you're
then
fine.
Put them back.
Yeah.
I'll have the marmalade.
Chaz and AJ. Hey.
Hey, am I on?
Yes, you are.
Hey, this is Nick and Sheldon. How you doing, guys?
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
A friend of mine came over to the house and... His wife had one of those little Joey squirrels as pets.
Uh-huh.
And she had it in her cleavage. That's where she kept it.
There you go. See? It's nest.
So she comes
a live
over and I
animal.
Said, where's your animal? So I want to see it. And she, you know, she reaches down in her chest. And here you go.
That's a new level.
That's a skill right there.
I like how he asked, where's your animal? I want to see it.
Right.
Is that a pickup line?
She knew what you were talking
right.
about.
Probably used to it.
We have a shrimp bandit in Connecticut, And the shrimp bandit has struck again. For the third time, police are on the lookout for a suspect who stole shrimp and other items from a grocery store.
It's one hell of a party. All about shrimp.
What am I missing here? Why shrimp?
After the last one, I didn't think they'd run out all summer.
Because I'm going for steaks.
I'm thinking crab legs.
Why shrimp?
Shrimp cocktail.
But they kind of hurt your pants.
They're frozen. They stay a long time. I don't know.
Fancy.
So police said a woman entered Big Y in Naugatuck last Wednesday. The suspect failed to pay for approximately $200 worth of beer, shrimp, laundry detergent, and other miscellaneous items. We have now the mayor of Naugatuck on. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
How you doing? Mayor Pete Hess.
Great shrimp caper. On a great shrimp caper, I don't think people are stealing it to make shrimp scampi. But what we got out of it is they're trying to resell it on the internet. So your listeners could do us a service. If anyone's trying to sell them some cheap shrimp, maybe we can get to the bottom of this. But that's our take on it. We'll get to the bottom of it. We're pretty clever here.
You know, what throws me off is that they got shrimp, beer, and laundry detergent. That sounds like a shopping list.
Basically, yes.
Doesn't sound like these are things I'm going to get a lot of money for.
That's a weekend.
Although, laundry detergent, that, you know, when you're a guy who and you don't usually go shopping and then you buy that, you're like, wow, that's a lot of money.
Oh, my God.
Well, they're drinking beer while they're doing laundry and they're trying to go online to sell the shrimp.
They're having a weekend.
Right.
Yeah, beer and shrimp, I don't know. That sounds like a party to me. What's being done to stop the shrimp bandit, Mayor?
Well, the police are on it. We've got our lead detectives on the case. If it gets out of control, I was thinking I'll go on a ride along, bring my Chaz and AJ bat with me, and we'll talk to some people.
That works.
This is a mayor who takes matters into his own hands. He gets things done.
Can really He's be a shrimp now.
Serious.
Yeah.
I keep that bat right next to my desk, you know, just like I told you. I love it.
Exactly.
I got to tell you, everyone's polite when they walk in to talk to Mayor Hess.
It's a peacemaker.
Have you? So I'm
peacemaker?
Guessing, yeah, you've been ruled out as a suspect, right? Everyone's
Absolutely.
A suspect. Then you have to go down the list. You've been ruled out.
Yeah, I'm on a diet. I'm on a health kick here during COVID. If I sound a little off today, getting my blood test in an hour and no coffee yet. So not feeling as sharp as normal, you know.
May I ask what the blood test is for?
My physical, you know, biannual physical. So got to stay healthy.
Of course.
All right. Have you ever shoplifted in your life, Mayor?
No. Yeah. Never thought of it, really. Mm. I mean, nope.
All right.
One thing I can't check off.
Let's go around the room. Ashley?
No. My dad's an attorney. No.
AJ?
Yes. I took floor mats for a car.
Me? I'm a yes. And the first time I did it, I didn't realize I was doing it. I was in Bradley's. I opened up a suitcase. So I went to the suitcase and luggage. I was like, luggage. Okay, good.
Hey, look.
I carried the suitcase over to the toy department, and I loaded the suitcase full of toys, and I walked out the door and got in the car.
Nice.
My mother's in Bradley shopping. My dad's in the car. He's like, what do you got? I'm like, I got some toys. He goes, did you pay for that? I said, no.
Pay?
Like, what do you mean? What does this mean? Pay.
They were just sitting there on the shelf.
Just what
is
people.
This thing you speak of?
Just the thing of your
He's
people.
Like, let's go. We're going back inside. I'm like, wait, what? And we gave them all back.
Ah,
that
like,
sucks.
Oh, what the hell?
You should have kept one outside.
Right. I should have
hid one.
All right. So, all right, Mayor, keep us posted on this. This is funny that the woman. The first time she's on security footage, the last time she did this, it's her.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then now, this time, she's wearing a wig and fake eyelashes and a hat.
I'm not me.
Yeah. Right. Well, you got to prep. You
know. Yeah.
Yeah. She's not from Naugatuck. We know that. So
wow.
We'll find her.
How do you know that?
Well, if she was, someone would have told us. I mean, everyone saw it, so no one knows who she is. She had Pennsylvania license plate, so that's a clue, I guess.
Yeah, white car, right?
Yeah.
You have the make of it, too, I think. It's
Yeah.
What the hell is it? It's a Nissan Versa.
Oh.
License plate, PA registration, LCE2561. I think if you see a white Nissan with a Pennsylvania plate, that could be it.
Smells like shrimp. Yeah.
Right. What's this about AJ getting injured? Are you okay, AJ?
I'm fine. Thank you for asking.
All right.
Ask him what it was.
Yeah, how do you get something like that? I don't know.
You know, it just happens.
Okay.
It just happens. Stress.
Right. That's it. Stress.
Stress. That's what my doctor said.
It just happens.
My doctor said.
One day you wake up and you're nuts the size of a grapefruit.
Right.
It happens.
Well, it's much better now.
Did you juice it?
All right, Mayor. Thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Always great to hear from Mayor Hess of Naugatuck, doing a great job there.
I love how proud he is of the bat. The Chaz and AJ
it's
bat.
It's a gorgeous bat.
He's got that voice where he doesn't even need the bat.
No.
Like, I hear that voice. I'm like, I'm not messing with this guy.
Yep.
And then to know that he's got the Chaz and AJ bat right next to his desk. It's like.
At all times.
You'll pee a little.
Yes. Behave.
Yep, exactly.
Just behave. Everyone behave.
That's all you got to do.
Talk to the mayor with respect. Oh, did we lose Danny? No. Oh, here he is. Danny's with the Southbury Fire Department. Hey, Danny.
Yep. How you doing?
Good.
Good, thanks. Good to hear you. What's happening over there?
Well, I'm at the farm. I got a cow having a calf right now, so I'm kind of busy with that. But it sounds like they're on the bridge on the Southbury-Newtown line with a rolled-over trailer truck.
Have we heard anything about the driver?
I have not.
No.
We have like four or five trucks on the scene, and I know Newtown's there, too.
Right. Yeah, that's a big one. So, you know, they're going to say, where were you, Danny?
Yep.
They say, don't have a cow, man.
40 years in there.
Yep.
Yeah.
But that seems like to be a problem area for accidents, seeing it goes down to that one bridge that everybody's going across, you know?
It's the Bermuda Triangle of Southbury, no?
Yeah.
The tornadoes.
Yep.
The
brush fire,
massive brush fire last week, and then now this. So.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Okay. So you have more information on the calf being.
How's that going?
It's important.
How's all that going?
That going good.
Get some hot water.
Yeah, it's going real good.
What comes out first? The ass end, right?
The front.
Oh, the front.
The front. Right. Front feet first, and then the head.
Oh, that's got to be a weird look when the head's coming out.
Right.
Do you have a name lined up?
Looking right at it?
No, not yet.
No name?
No, not yet.
So this is one at a time, right? You don't have like six calves. It's not like a cat. Like,
I have two coming in this week, and then I got three coming in next month.
How do you know
like a
that?
Dealer's lot, yeah. Ultrasound.
Yeah. Wow.
And the reveal.
Come on over, AJ. Give me a hand.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Let him get kicked in the other nut.
Yeah, really? Thank you.
Oh, you can name it Ball Boy.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what's your part in this birthing, calf birthing? Do you have to do stuff?
I'll just make sure she's comfortable and make sure she doesn't have any problems while she's having it.
Wow.
Get the hot water. In every movie I've ever seen. Get hot water.
Hot water, towels, right?
Yeah, I don't
a bowl
know.
For some reason.
I don't know what you do with it, but you're supposed to have it.
When the calf is born, how much does it weigh? Typically.
Between 50 and 100 pounds.
Oh, wow. Imagine pushing out 100 pounds.
That's a big baby.
No.
When they go, river.
Wow. All right.
And then when they're full grown, you eat the steaks like I brought you that time, Chaz.
Oh, stop.
Where do you think they come from?
They grow on trees.
Do you think we grow burgers out in the garden?
You're killing it before it's even born.
No, we're not. Got to wait until it fattens up. That's what happens when you get too fat.
Yep.
People look at you and say,
yeah, it's tasty. It lives on the Ashley diet, and then we eat it.
Exactly right. As peeps for breakfast.
She probably thinks it all comes from the food store.
Well, it does.
That's right. They grow it.
But before that.
No. It's little frozen packs of meat out in the field somewhere. You got to go out and pick them.
Yeah, the meat farm.
up in Canada where it's still cold.
Exactly.
Oh, those were
poor
the best
baby hasn't
too.
Even been born yet. Oh, my God.
All right, Danny. We'll let you get back to it. Thanks for being a firefighter. Thanks
good luck.
For checking in. Appreciate it. What have we got on the phone here?
Who that?
Survival instructor Kevin Estella. Hey, Kevin.
Hey.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks. Kevin's an expert at this stuff.
Yep, get recipes.
Have you ever saw roadkill and said, oh, let me grab that before it gets past its window?
Absolutely 100%. And I will tell you that every single year, state troopers and local police officers provide claim tickets for people who don't necessarily have a deer license to take home, you know, deer. Like, you're not going to just go up and find a squirrel or like a possum or something that's completely busted. But there have been plenty of times where deer have wandered a little close to the road. They get hit in the head. The head might be mangled. The body is totally fine. And it will absolutely serve the purpose of feeding a family. So 100%.
Well, what's wrong with that?
I'd rather starve.
You'd rather starve.
And waste the dead animal. Now it's just wasted.
No. Other animals... natural life cycle. I'm not stopping and picking up. I will starve. I'm going to go steal shrimp like that woman in Naugatuck before I do that.
I found an ice cream cone.
Jeez.
No, it wasn't cheese.
Those are shrimp. Those are three dead. Frozen.
There is an art to it, though. You really need to know what you're doing.
What is three dead? What does pre-dead mean?
That would be alive?
The shrimp in the bag are already pre-dead. I'm not
They're not pre-dead. They're dead. They're in a goddamn freezer.
You're either alive or you're dead.
They're actual dead.
They're not pre-dead.
They're pre-dead before I get to it.
You hit by a car too?
I think your brain is pre-dead. Right.
Yeah. Thanks for the inside.
Kevin, aren't you glad you called? All right, so.
Oh, you know, when I hear pre-dead, I think of Billy Crystal's character in Princess Bride, you know, when he's talking about mostly dead.
Yes.
Yeah. See, it's a thing.
To blathe.
To blathe.
Mowage.
If there's a deer that's dead on the side of the road, you really... what's the time frame? And then you have to know what you're doing, right?
That's correct. Yeah, so a lot of the old timers will tell you, and this is going to sound really perverted, but it's really not. They say if you put your hand between the deer's legs and if it's still warm, right, if the body is still warm, it's fine. If everything is cold, then it's a little too far gone. And many times there will be people within a given community that the state trooper will likely know to call that they can then say, listen, there's a dead deer. It was just hit out here in Litchfield or Thomaston or whatever. And they know that that meat is going to then be distributed throughout the community. I mean, last year during the height of COVID, when there was no fresh meat in the stores, a good friend of mine, I'm not going to mention what troop he was in, would call me and I would go out and I would butcher the deer and I would distribute it to people that said, I can't find meat. I can't find meat. And it's like, here you go. Here's free meat from the land.
Wow.
So, absolutely. 100% totally cool.
Land, road, same thing.
Yeah.
Phil?
So if you're in a survival situation and you find this dead animal and you do the warmth test, what's the thing you can eat first? Like, what's the quickest thing you should go after?
The quickest thing to get at without all the mess is just the back straps. You can zip down the spine and you can take out the back straps pretty easily. I mean, I could probably remove them in about 5 minutes, which was a Swiss Army knife.
Put your headphones on, Ashley.
Wow. Yeah, earmuffs, Ashley, earmuffs. That would be the quickest thing to get after. And even if an animal were hit, say, in like the front shoulder or hind shoulder, the back strap runs the entire length from the tail pretty much all the way up to the head. So
first, don't you have to hang the deer and let it drain out?
No, not necessarily, because the vast majority of the blood that you're going to find in the deer is in the abdominal cavity, which you're not even going to puncture into. So you don't even have to worry about that. Like, you can literally zip it and remove them in 5 minutes.
Wow.
So if we have a zombie apocalypse Ashley's going to be one of the first to die of starvation.
Yep.
I'll be stealing the shrimp.
That are pre-dead.
You're going to have
to. Pre-dead stuff, yeah.
43-year-old man from Turkey had a bit of a mishap while trying to grab some items for a project off a high shelf. While reaching for the items on the shelf, he slipped, causing some of the items to fall. One of those was a stepladder. It fell and impaled the man in the head.
Wow.
That's a tough shot to do.
Wait. Use a ladder to get a ladder?
It doesn't say he was on a ladder.
Oh, okay.
No, he was reaching to get something.
From a high shelf.
Right.
And a ladder fell.
Well,
so he probably needed the ladder.
He's probably trying to get the ladder. I need
you
a ladder.
You keep the ladder on the ground. That's the whole point of the ladder. What are you doing?
Well, it's Turkey.
But what ladder sticks in your head?
Right.
They're not
are you making ladders
pointy.
With points on the end?
Yeah.
I'm guessing, yes.
They haven't figured out the whole put rubber pieces on the bottom so it doesn't slide?
Exactly right.
Maybe it was broken.
Or stick in your head.
Right. Even the old people's walkers have like points on them.
It's stuck in his head.
How many steps is that?
can you Google this, please? Can we see a picture of this?
There's got to be some graphics.
When you said impaled on a ladder, I thought
Turkey.
He fell and the ladder landed underneath him and broke.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure ladder in some guy's head is only one story there.
What?
She was asking, where was it? So I said, I'm pretty sure if you look up ladder stuck in man's head, you'll find it.
Oh, ladder stuck in man's head, you'll find it.
There's got to be only one story.
Yeah.
At least today.
Right. How many ladder stuck in the head stories could there possibly be?
Because Who stores them above your head?
But how do they stick in your head?
Well.
Okay, you found something?
Yeah. So if this photo I'm looking at is correct, it didn't come down the way you're
thinking.
Is
there a ladder sticking out of someone's head?
Sideways. Like, it's not straight up and down.
He was laying on the ground and hit him in the forehead?
Sideways.
It's on the top of his head, but it's a stepladder, by the way. It's not like one of those long
He said
ladders.
Stepladder.
It's the one that folds out. And it's like the top stair of the stepladder is like...
The corner of it?
No, like the stair part.
The tread?
I'm more confused.
Oh my God.
Visual whatsoever about this.
No, it sounds like... So the top step must have been... Very thin.
It's like the metal ladders you see in the store.
Oh my God!
No CSI here, that's for sure.
You want to Google it?
You're gonna find the same article I did, Phil.
Lad Bible.
Yes.
Okay.
There's a surge now in Connecticut. It went from it went from 84 Bridge being Googled
right to.
To man stepladder to the head.
Sideways.
Yeah, so the flat part of the top step of the stepladder is what looks to be stuck in his head.
Thank you.
It's folded. It's not open.
Is that even possible?
So that's what I'm looking at. Like, there's got to be some kind of a exposed screw or something. Jesus.
Possibly. He is screwed.
Oh, man.
It caused a sharp spike from the three-step ladder to become lodged in the top of his head.
Ow.
What you said originally? Yes. I said in Turkey. Ow.
Sounds like AJ just found it or had a ladder land on his head.
Now I'm going back and forth trying to like Google it and talk to you guys.
Did you get to the line about how it got out of his head yet?
No.
No.
Hold on. That'll be the reveal. So the man was not able to remove the lodge ladder from his own head, so he called for an ambulance.
Okay.
When the emergency team showed up, they were unable to separate the ladder and the man, and so they had to take him to the hospital with the ladder stuck to his head. You can't really put on a hat in that situation.
No. Right? Yeah. Can't even get inside the car.
You really can't unless you have a button-down shirt on, which it looks like he does.
Which he is.
He has a flannel shirt on.
He does.
Well, luckily he already had his mask on.
Oh, right. My God.
Because he would not be able to put a mask on at that point. Or no, I guess you could. Yeah, around the ears, fine. All right, so once the doctors were able to move the ladder, and the man will make a full recovery. Oh. Now, how did they get it out of his head?
So, calls the ambulance. They arrive. He gets in. They can't remove it physically with their hands. Fortunately, though, I'm reading this directly from the article. Fortunately, though, the bumpy journey to the hospital caused the ladder to shake loose.
Nice.
And he was able to free himself.
Nice. Yeah, let's go back home. I'm good.
Does he have to pay for that?
Turn it around. We're good. Thank you.
All right. Good. Just wad up some cotton and stick it in the hole, and let's get back to work.
Exactly.
It's a whole different deal there. There's no OSHA. There's no lawsuit.
Nothing. Oh, it's out? Good.
Yeah. Get out. Good. All right. Patch it up. Stick something in there.
Yep.
Here, put this gum in there.
Right, in a Band-Aid.
A little duct tape.
Flex
get back
seal.
To work.
Yep.
That is a bizarre story.
Yes, it is.
Jeez. Is he a dumbass? It doesn't feel like he's a dumbass.
Well, he did get a ladder stuck on his head.
Who puts a ladder up high someplace? Where you
AJ,
need...
that's my point. Yeah. That dumbass right there.
Yeah.
The ladder is supposed to help you.
Reach high things.
You can't help you.
You can't put the ladder up there.
You can't reach it.
Yeah. So he's a dumbass.
But no one in the story has said that he put it up there.
He was trying to get it, though. Maybe he just
trying to get something.
Did you get hit in the head by a ladder?
Years ago.
Trying to validate the fact that he belongs to Dumbass News.
Okay.
Yeah, Dumbass.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.